Welcome back to Crenshaw Memorial Stadium, Northeast Houston. Dayton 14, CE King 7 on your Touchdown Club of Houston Game of the Week, presented by Pepco Energy. I'm Jonathan Yardley alongside Jimmy Montgomery. 2:28 to play, first quarter. Dayton up 14-7 and kicking off right to left to CE King. Kickoff sails right and out of bounds. And a good break for C.E. King. We'll see where they take the ball, but it's going to be good field position.
Yeah, they're going to like that. Boy, you're talking about catching your breath. You can barely do it. Of course, A.J. Duggett started the scoring off with a 55-yard pass to put the Broncos up in the lead at 6-0. And then Terrence Gray and the C.E. King Panthers come back with a 10-play drive and cover. How far was that? That was about 65 yards. They chewed up about 4 minutes and 8 seconds off the clock to take the lead at 7-6. And just like that, Dayton comes back with a 4-play, 37-yard drive, eat up a minute 24 seconds off the clock as Cody Green goes over from the 3-yard line. A 2-point conversion pass to Duggett has put the Broncos up 14-7. So you're talking about every time it looks like these offenses touch the football, fireworks are going to start.
Just about. Dayton going to re-kick it here. By the way, those statistics brought to you by Symphony Financial. Dayton going to re-kick from the 35. This one sails up the middle, taken by Alexander at his own 16. Alexander looking to the right side, trying to find room, gets a block from the quarterback, Williams. Alexander out across the 40-yard line. Finally driven out of bounds there by, you guessed it, Cameron McCore. He had a tackle earlier. He had a big kickoff return. He's been active on offense as well as a halfback.
Yeah, well, you'll find that quite a bit, that a lot of these kids are going to be going both ways.
No,
and you've got a lot of talented athletes that are just as effective on both sides of the ball. But excellent field position for the Panthers as they touch the football here for the third time in this period.
They're the only team that's failed to score in a drive. They went 3-and-out the first time.
Yeah.
C.E. King will take over. First and 10 at its own 43-yard line. Under center. Now the option to the right by Williams. Just gets across the line of scrimmage. 2 or 3 yard pickup on the play. As they used Alexander as a decoy. It'll be 3, 2nd and 7.
Boy, what a beautiful night.
Oh, man.
Football. I mean, you talk about just a beautiful night here at C. King, and it looks like we're going to have a huge crowd tonight to see just which one of these guys. The district is basically up for grabs.
Pretty much. So it'll be 2nd and 7. Under center is Williams. And the give comes to Alexander from the halfback position. He's blocked up behind the line and taken down for a huge loss. Back at about the 40, a loss of 6 on the play for Alexander. That play just never developed.
No, it didn't. They tried the counter play. They had run it a little bit earlier that way where they actually give you a misdirection look, and they tried to bring Williams back, or Alexander back on the cross action, but they were definitely not fooled by the Broncos. Everybody stayed home and stayed in their respective lanes, and they're going to throw him, as you say, for a loss. It's going to be 3rd, and you can call this 13.
3rd and 13, and now they'll go to the shotgun. Williams, 5 yards off the line, back to throw, rolling to his left, under pressure. Two men get a piece of him. Down he goes. 9-yard loss on the play, back at the 31. Let's call it the 32. Williams sacked and King stopped for the second time tonight.
Yeah, Joe Joker is the guy that came in on the pressure. You just don't really get a lot of passes from this C.E. King offense, but that time Williams had no place to go as he rolled to his left, but he was under a lot of pressure, and Baxter is the Bronco that finally gets him on the ground. And so 3 and out, and looks like the Broncos are going to be set up again with pretty good field position.
Punt away off the side of the foot to the right and taking it at the 33-yard line, but he had called a fair catch, was the opinion of the referee. I don't think A.J. Duggett meant to call a fair catch. I think he was telling his teammates to stay away from the ball. Our referee took it as a fair catch. There's also a flag down.
Yeah, he's going to get the call. There's no doubt about that. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, we got our late start here, but our officiating crew, Norman Richardson is our referee for the night. Andy Kirkpatrick is the head linesman. John Ferris is the line judge. Greg Richardson is the umpire. And Stephen Taylor is our back judge.
Well, those fine gentlemen have assessed A.J. Duggett 5 yards for delay of game for running with the ball after the whistle had been blown. So Dayton will start at its own 29-yard line. 18 seconds to play in the first quarter. Dayton 14, King 7 from Crenshaw Memorial Stadium in Northeast Houston. Glad you could join us this evening.
Well, they will once they set the chains. They got the chains set in the wrong way.
We're about to switch for the quarter, but it hasn't happened
but
yet.
But it hasn't happened yet, so they just about got it correctly now.
Cody Green from the shotgun formation. He's going to option to his left, zone read. He's going to run it right at the 30-yard line, and short pickup for Cody Green. Taken down on this near side by Ryan Layton.
Layton did a real good job, too. Came off a block and really from his cornerback position and really got upfield. Did a good job of bringing Green down, which is no easy task. As they say, he's 6'4" and goes well over 200 pounds, so he's not only a big kid, he's got a lot of size to go with it.
So there's a break for the first quarter. We'll take a break. It's Dayton 14, CE King 7. Back in a minute on the Touchdown Club of Houston Game of the Week.
Welcome back to the ESPN Radio Houston High School Football Game of the Week, presented by the Kelsey Seaboard Clinic and the Touchdown Club of Houston.
Back here at Crenshaw Memorial Stadium, second quarter, Dayton 14, CE King 7. Here's Dayton, second and 8. Cody Green on the run. Toots out one man with a nice move. He's across the 40, got the first down, across midfield, steps out of bounds, just across midfield, but an electrifying run from Cody Green. Kind of stutter stepped around one man right about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, he's a big kid, so you really don't think that he's that good of an open field runner, but he can fool you at every time because he has good moves in the open field. He is an excellent runner. As they say, you don't take him lightly that he's just all one-dimensional. He's not.
Speaking of lightly, he was light on his feet there, kind of danced around
him. He did. He pulled an excellent move in the middle of the field and just really kept a defender, you know, standing in his shoes.
First and 10 at the CE King 48. Three receivers to the left side of the field, the far side for Dayton. Green back to throw, straight drop, looking left, throws to his safety, Valtteri Ahsan in the left, hits a couple of yards, but a flag in the backfield, and it's a personal foul against Dayton, so that's going to back up the Broncos here.
Yeah, didn't really get the number there, but someone in the interior line, I believe they're going to call that infraction on Ray Samuels, the senior tackle, but to me, it looked like that they were engaged. You know, once the lineman is engaged with a blocker, he cannot be touched low by another blocker. And it looks like that Norman Richardson is going to back him up, and this will put the football all the way back to about the 32-yard line, where it'll make it first and maybe 25.
Yeah, the 37, the first and 10 for Dayton, trips to the left for the Broncos, and a single receiver to the right. Green in shotgun, pretty much always so far. He's back to throw, looking downfield, gets pressure, throws up the middle, and it's incomplete. Well overthrown, looking for Dugan. It's like he got just a little bit of pressure as he was about to release the ball.
And that is kind of surprising because the Panthers only sent three men that time after Cody as they chose to drop, you know, seven or eight back into the coverage. He had plenty of time, just no place to go with the football. And as the pocket did collapse, he got rid of the football, second and 25.
Well, we talked about these two teams being tops of the district. They're both 5-0 in District 19-4A. Crosby, though, lurking one game back at 4-1, and that's who King plays next week. So tonight's battle may be for first place, but King, at least, still has a tough one left. Second and 5 yards to go for Dayton. Green back to throw, setting up the screen to Dugan. Makes the catch at the 35. He's got some running room across midfield, breaks the tackle there. He's across the 40 and has the first down near the 35-yard line. Get the ball in the hands of your playmakers, right?
That's what you need to do. And that time, they just really called the screen. They came with a little pressure that time, the Panthers did, but they did a poor job of really coming up and protecting themselves against the screen. And they ran the wide receiver screen to A.J. Dugan. And his ability in the open the field speaks for itself as he picked up, it was a 5-yard pass, and he picked up 20 extra additional yards. So as we like to say, the yak yards after catch were very significant for him on that particular play.
I'm going to let you keep track of the yak yards tonight.
Yeah.
First and 10 for Dayton at the CE King 38. They've got the down marker at second down, and Dayton will make sure that's corrected. 10:55 and counting to play in the second quarter. Dayton 14, CE King 7. Green back to throw, still working from that right hash mark, looking downfield, steps up, looking deep, overthrows a man, incomplete, right between two King defensive backs. One of them was Benny Batiste, And the other, Josh Harris, deep in the backfield. That was overthrown by a wide margin.
Yeah, it was. They were really looking at Duguid, and rightfully so. And it looked like they also had, I think, Brian McBride was also another receiver that was in the area there. And they were in good zone coverage in their cover, too.
Now, it's supposed to read second down, and it reads first down. But they get that fixed.
They finally got that fixed, yeah. They're having a little trouble over there on the Broncos sideline.
Second and 10 for Dayton at the C.E. King 38-yard line. Two wide receivers to each side, shotgun formation. Fake pass and a little draw play for Green, but it's red at the line, and he stopped after a short gain. Good pressure in the backfield for King. That was Nathaniel Branford who made the first hit. He slowed Green down just a bit.
Yeah, they did a good job of coming with the pressure that time. Second and long, you got to come with some type of pressure, and that both linebackers fired, and that really made Green make his decision up quickly, which he did, and tried to get what he can get. But a nice job on the part of the Panthers of getting that pressure and getting up in Cody Green's face.
Third and 7 is the 35. The line to gain is the King 28-yard line. Three receivers to the right. Duguid in the slot. And Green's going to take it himself. Left side, cuts it up the middle, has the first down, and pulls his way near the 27-yard line. First down yardage for Cody Green.
Well, that time the Panthers, they come with the same thing. The linebackers came with the pressure, but both came inside. And Green used his experience and went outside with the quarterback keeper around the left side, and he found a soft spot and was able to get in and move those chains.
Green going to throw the fade on the right side. He overthrew it, but now it's caught. It is dropped. Tried to take it in behind his back, Terry Hassan, and it got away from him, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, he came back. The defender was in perfect position to really make the play.
And didn't go get it.
And he let Hassan make the leap forward, who really stopped and came back for the football and did a good job. He just didn't hold on to it.
Second and 10 for Dayton, again with three receivers to the right, including Duguid in the slot with Clayton Clock and Terry Hassan, who just had that chance on the fade on the near side all the way to the sideline. Top far side receiver is Damian Barat. But finally a give to Cameron McCore, his first carry of the game. He cuts forward, second effort, has the first down across the 15-yard line. Finally they play the draw to the halfback, and it pays off.
Yeah, he did a real good job, too, as they run a nice trap play back inside with LaCour. And he did a good job of really going back to the weak side as they set the strength of the formation to the right and came back to the left with LaCour on a nice trap inside play and caught the Panthers by surprise.
There's a Cameron LaCour up at Atascocita who went to state in the hurdles a couple years ago, or last year. I don't know if it's any relation. I don't think so. But
well, you never know.
Exact same name.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be that many LaCours around.
Here's the give to Duguid on the end around to the 10-yard line, to the 5, cutback, he's in. Duguid runs it in from 14 yards out, and Dayton goes on top 20-7.
Yeah, I tell you, man, he's really putting on a show here as he comes from this wide receiver slot position, goes in motion, coming to the right side, gets the handoff from Green, picks up a block on the right side, and walks into the end zone from 14 up.
Well, it's his fifth rushing touchdown of the year to go along with 11, now 12 earlier in this game, touchdown catches.
Yeah.
And he has 32 carries, so they like to get in the ball however they can.
Well, their offense is in full effect, no doubt about that.
Dayton going to go for two again, man in motion. Green from the shotgun rolls right, has a man. It's blocked back of the end zone, deflected, incomplete. King got a piece of that. I believe it was Jacoby Holland who got a piece, and the two-point conversion fails. Dayton now just 1 of 3 on two-point conversion.
Yeah.
It's Dayton 20 and King 7. We'll take a break and come right back. You're listening to the Touchdown Columbus Houston Game of the Week.